Good morning, everybody. Okay. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about pain. The third day, fourth day, the pain becomes severe. Fifth day, sixth day, then pain will subside a little bit. So today may be very challenging because of pain. So how to deal with the pain? There are many ways to deal with the pains. Number one is the most difficult one. Ignore. Ignore the pain. During my retreat in Washington DC retreat, I asked the yogis to ignore the pain. And one of my students came for interview and he told me that he never thought of that pain can be ignored. But once I told him to ignore the pain and he tried, then it really works for him. And because of that, he can sit for 4 hours, ignore the pain. But this is very difficult for most people, because most people's minds are weak. They pamper the body. Therefore, it becomes difficult for them. And another student also reported to me in my last retreat. After 1.5 hours, the pain become very severe, but he want to sit continuously because he has strenuous effort. Then I told him, but in his previous practice, he used to turn his attention to the pain. Look at the pain rather than look at the breath. Because every 1.5 hours, he turned his attention away from the breath and to the pain. Therefore, he never break through his mindfulness of breathing. His concentration breaks because he changed his awareness from the breath to the pain. Then I warned him, if you continue looking at the pain, you don't have to come for my interview. You go your own way. Then he had a spiritual urgency because I'm not going to teach him anymore. Then when the pain comes, he ignored the pain and he can sit very well. He said the meditation becomes so good. So you can try this one. If you have strong mental energy, ignore the pain. If fails, if this method fails, you know pain arises because of the body, right? Without body, there's no pain. So try to let go of the body. This body is not mine. Every night we chant, form is not myself, right? Form feeling is not myself. Formation is not myself. Consciousness of the pain is not myself. So disregard the body. Don't think the body is yourself. If you can let go the attachment to the body, then the pain will not disturb you. Last time I sit for 8 hours with the pain. So now the longest you can sit 1.5 hours. This is the difference. Weak mind and strong mind mix different. Okay? So try to let go of the body. If you can die during meditation, I want to say congratulations. Because you are bound to take rebirth in heavenly plane. And if you are reborn in a heavenly plane and you look down, all these meditators still struggling for the pain. And you feel you are so lucky. You already born, you already take rebirth in the heavenly realm. So if you can die during meditation retreat, is the highest blessing. Unfortunately, nobody died during retreat. So think positively. That is not something you should feel sorry. Where you reborn is the thing that you should consider. Okay? So let go of the body, then the pain will not affect you. Let go of the body means let go of the attachment to the body. Okay? This is the second way you can try. The third way, if the pain is so severe, you cannot concentrate anymore, no? Then send loving kindness to the pain. May these four elements be well and balanced. Let's say your anger or your back, keep attention, temporarily put aside the mindfulness of breath because you cannot concentrate anymore. If you force, the mind become irritated, that is worse. So shift your awareness to the pain and gently, softly say, may the four elements be balanced, well and balanced. Be kind to the pain. For 5 minutes, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, then after they come back to the breath again. This is the third way. And the last way, the fourth way, generate compassion for those who have pain. I think all of you have pain. So instead of dwelling on your own suffering, why not you wish everybody free from the pain? So when you have severe pain, then generate the compassion. May all the meditators here be free from the pain. Don't dwell on your own pain. Okay? Take the pain of others as the object of your compassion. So may all meditators here be free from the pain. For 5 to 10 minutes, then your pain will disappear. I tried this method numerous times and it works wonderfully. For example, last year, I went to Himalaya and I have mountain sickness, headache, very strong headache. Then I take my headache as object. I say, may all beings free from the headache I now experience. May all beings free from the headache I now experience within, I think, 3 minutes, not more than 3 minutes, 1 minute. I can see how the pain on my head subside. Every minute detail I can see how it go down, then subside. So it works so wonderfully. Why? Because I do not dwell on my own pain. When you dwell on your own pain, the pain becomes more severe. So why not use this opportunity to cultivate the compassion for those who have the same sufferings. So you also can try this way out. If these four ways also fail, stand up. Do standing meditation. Mindfully stand up and still can mindful of the breath. Okay, this fifth way should be enough for you to deal for today's pain. Okay, the next one, restlessness. How to overcome restlessness? When you concentrate on the breath, now the thought goes out. You can think, most people has the tendency to indulge in the thoughts. When you indulge in the thought, the mind will forget to come back to the breath. So indulging in the thoughts is a habitual pattern of our mind. Because throughout the life, you indulge in your thought, in a wandering thought. Therefore, you make the thought real. The thought itself is unreal, projected by your mind. But because you indulge in it, you make it real. When it becomes real, then you get emotional. You get emotional by your own created thoughts. What I say today, it takes time for you to digest. If the thought comes, you just unreal, illusion. Huh? You mentally not unreal, illusion. Let go, then the thought will not disturb you. The thought will not torture your mind because you do not identify your thought as I, as mine, as myself. Only when you identify the thoughts as I, my, myself, then your thought start to kill you and the concentration break. So please don't treat, don't regard your thought as real. Buddha say, these thoughts as magician's trick. Magician can turn the false one to become real, then you are cheated, you think it's real. I have seen my thoughts many times. It's illusion, like mirage. Therefore, I seldom be cheated by my thought. If I'm not mindful, of course I'm cheated by my thought. If I'm mindful, I never treat it as real. So if you can treat all your thoughts as unreal, your meditation start to progress. Because restlessness is also the great hindrance for concentration. But now you just want to be mindful of the thought as unreal, you feel that it's also very difficult because practice makes perfect. You do not practice it well, therefore you also feel difficult to regard the thought as unreal. Then the wandering thought becomes so strong that you cannot concentrate on your breath anymore, and the mind starts to become agitated. I would suggest you to go back to metta, loving kindness meditation, for at least 5 to 10 minutes. Because metta makes the mind happy, joyful, soft, gentle. So instead of making your mind so irritated because of the restlessness, why not skillfully change to loving kindness for 5 to 10 minutes until your mind becomes soft, supple, gentle, joyful, then you go back to the breath. Then it becomes so easy. This is the purpose why I teach loving kindness first, so that you have something to fall back when hindrances arise in you. Okay, and the last one, as you have read my flyer, I mentioned that the last few days we will discern mental factors using anapana. So from today onward, before you get up, before you finish your sitting meditation, I would like you to investigate 3 mental factors. When you are mindful of your breath, when you are aware of the breath, who awares of the breath? Who is mindful of the breath? Tell me your answer. Who? The mind. The mind is very general. I want precise answer. Who is mindful of the breath? Yes, exactly. Awareness or mindfulness, sati. Sati is one mental factor. So, when you finish your sitting meditation, try to investigate who is mindful of the breath. Then the answer should come to you, mindfulness itself. And is it mindfulness a self or not? Yes or no? No. So there's no self. Gradually I will lead you to non-self. Okay? So after sitting, investigate who is mindful of the breath. Who is mindful of the breath? Oh, mindfulness. Mindfulness. Then mentally tell yourself, mindfulness is not a self. This is the first one. Second one. Who direct your mind to the breath? Without direct your mind to the breath, you cannot aware of the breath, right? Your mind will go somewhere else. So, you need to direct the mind to the breath. So, who is directing the mind to the breath? Attention, very good. Attention. So, attention is also another mental factor. So, after investigating mindfulness, secondly, you ask yourself, who directs the mind to the breath? Then the answer comes, attention. And you must really understand what is this attention. Directing the mind to the breath is called attention. And tell yourself, attention is mental factor, it's not a self. It's not I, not mine, not myself. Okay, thirdly, sometimes the breath becomes subtle, very subtle. You feel very present, present breath. So who feels this pleasant feeling? Feeling itself, right, very good. Feeling itself, feel the pleasant sensation. Not, and we have recite every night, feeling is not a self, feeling is not myself, form is not myself. So feeling is not a self, not yourself. So if you investigate after sitting, don't get up immediately, investigate these three mental factors. Every day I will increase the number of mental factors. So you say that, who feel this? Sometimes you feel unpleasant feeling because you cannot feel the breath. Very agitated, unpleasant feeling. So ask yourself, who feels this unpleasant feeling? Unpleasant feeling itself. Feeling has three meanings. Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, and neutral feeling. So if you feel the unpleasant one, then you know it's unpleasant feeling feels the unpleasant feeling. Not I, not mine, not myself. And if you feel the pleasant feeling, no, pleasant feeling feels the pleasant sensation of your breath. Okay, these three enough for you. Every sitting, after, before you get up, we just spend 3 minutes only, or 5 minutes, go contemplate this one. Okay? Okay, lastly, in fact, I want to teach you how to eat mindfully, but I feel that I have shared too much for you. Too much with you, I think enough. If not, you cannot digest it. Okay, last one, the interview. Because somebody complained to me, the last group has been waiting for a long, long time. I tried to cut short the interview, but the yogi is very energetic to talk. I just don't know how to cut short. So try, come for interview, talk your own practice. And what you need my guidance, what is your difficulty, and make your interview short and precise to the point, straight to the points. And for the last group person, last group, because last group complained they have been waiting for a long time. So now we change. Last group come first in the evening. In the evening 5:30, the last group come first. Then followed by second, then the first group become the last. Okay? No, personal interview remain the same. I changed time only. I changed personal interview remain the same. After the sitting, it's personal interview time. Yes, yesterday I changed from 10 o'clock to 9:30. Same. Because in personal interview, only one chance for everybody. So interview, personal interview, no change, except the time. 9:30 start, follow the order. The group interview only. The group interview, the last group, because they have been waiting for a long time. Every time they are the last, not fair to them. So the last group in the evening, 5:30, come first. Personal interview, no change, except move half an hour earlier. Understand? Okay.